All right, we've talked about practical things. We've talked about goofy things. We've had people make faces that didn't want to make faces. By the way, thank you for letting me put you on the spot. You did a great job, by the way. Give her a hand again. Didn't she do a good job? What's that?
Thank you for all that.
Did you really?
Because
you got the mask on. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, you did a great job. You did an awesome job. And I thought your faces were great, by the way. Did anybody get any pictures of them? Oh, you have to send me some. I'll post them on my website as, you know, one of my... No, I wouldn't do that. That's great. That's great. All right. Well, for this last session, I really want to sort of bring it all to a conclusion and sort of reemphasize the reason for what we're doing. And then at the end, I want to do something that, you know, the Lord has laid upon my heart that as I do these, to do them at the end of every session. You know, some things are just more easily caught than taught. I've always said that I can stand here and talk for 3 days, but there's a spirit and an essence behind, you know, what the Lord used me to do. And I hope that you'll catch that. And I believe there's a specific way that that can be done if we act upon it. And so we'll do that at the end here. But I want to talk to you in this last session about shooting arrows and making marks. Psalm 127 in verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord, or from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth." The Bible tells us that children are arrows in the hands of a warrior. And it's interesting to look at that because, you know, we've talked, and it also says there that they're a heritage. And we talked early on about the heritage aspect of this, and that one of the reasons we're teaching children is because God desires to have a legacy. He desires for what's going on here at this church to extend beyond the years of the generation that is leading it now. That's Psalm 127, verse 3. And so children are certainly a heritage of the Lord. And I believe that as we go forth, we'll find, with renewed vigor as we go forth, we'll find in Psalm 78 these words to be true about each one of us. It says, "What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide from them that from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done." Verse 6 says, "So the next generation would know them, and even the children yet to be born, and then they in turn would tell their children, that they would put their trust in God and would not forget His deeds, but would keep His commands." And so what we're doing is we're creating a heritage. We're establishing truths in the lives of children so that they can grow up and sustain the work of God and continue and propel it forward. As a matter of fact, not just to sustain it, but, you know, we're putting in them what we have, which means that when they're our age, they'll already have that foundation to build more upon. So we're creating a situation for greater glory in the future of what God has prepared. But what I really want to focus on for the last... Just last few minutes, and we won't go real long in this session here, but for the last few minutes is the latter part of what I read there in Psalm 127. It says, "Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord," and certainly that's true, and we've established that. But verse 4 says, "Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth." And, you know, as I was training kids as a children's minister, I don't think I realized the magnitude of this verse until later in years, and I see individuals like, you know, Christian and other people, you know, ministering for the kingdom of God. The Bible goes from talking about children and them being a heritage and the fruit of the womb. You know, that sounds, you know, so very endearing, right? To all of a sudden changing to these violent images of war. The children are arrows in the hand of a warrior. And one of the things I want you to recognize is that as you go forth from this place, you're not going forth as a teacher or a babysitter. You're going forth as a warrior in certain regards. You're going forth to train children to be arrows, to be weapons of war. We need to think about that. Now, does that mean we're training them up to be these militant, violent, you know, we're, you know, banner-toting, demonstrating, you know, protesting everything type of Christians? No, that's not what we're talking about. But if you think about arrows, what are arrows designed to do? Number one, they're designed to hit a specific target. They're designed to be shot and released and hit a point. And so what we're doing is we're not only fulfilling the destiny and heritage of the church, but we're training up these kids to become what God made them to be. Psalm 40 and verse 7 says, "So I answered." I love this translation in the Message Bible. Psalm 40 and verse 7 says, "So I answered." This is what his answer was. "I'm coming. I read in your letters what you wrote about me. And I'm coming to the party." See, what we're doing is we're showing kids what God said in His Word about them, about who they are. Not just the generic realities of who we are in Christ, but within those general realities of who we are, we're showing them who they are as a person, who God created them uniquely to be, so that they can discover the destiny for which they were created, and so that they can be like an arrow in the hand of a warrior shot to hit the mark for which they were created. We've been called to help children discover themselves, to join the party of fulfilling their destiny. Instead of spending their entire lives on trivial and unproductive things that will cause pain and hurt in their lives. And so children are designed to hit a mark. Arrows are also designed to do damage. They are weapons of war. It says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are children in the one, so are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame. Psalm 127 and verse 5 says, when they contend with their enemies at the gate. You see, what we're training is we're training individuals that will contend with the enemy, that will bring and wreak havoc upon his kingdom, that will reach people that would not be reached had they not been trained. We have to recognize that we're training kids to go forth and inflict damage. That's one of the main reasons Jesus came. It says, "For this purpose was the Son of God manifest," in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. "For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, to destroy the works of the enemy." We are training kids to learn how to go out and destroy the works of the enemy. How? Well, certainly by laying hands on the sick and recovering and doing what Mark chapter 16 does, but also just by discovering who they were, who it is that God created them out to be, and how to use faith and how to use prayer and how to use trust in God to enter into that place of influence that God has for them, so that they are influential at whatever position in life God has brought them to. We've been called to train children to be arrows. Psalm 112 and verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commands. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth." We're training children to be mighty. Mighty upon the earth. So when that little 3-year-old walks in with her sweet little smile, recognize to love her and nurture her, because God's training her up. Training her up to do something great for the kingdom of God. Psalm 127, verses 3 and 5. As I said, we're not going to go long in this session because I really think the Lord would have me do this. He says, children are a heritage, they're a reward, and they're arrows. And that's what we've been called to do. And so, as I said, you know, oftentimes, being effective in doing that, we can learn all the practical things we can learn, and we can impart truth, but there's an anointing required to be effective, to minister. And so I remember when I prepared this very first workshop, as I was preparing it, I've never really thought myself, I understand who I am in Christ. You'd never accomplish anything for God if you didn't. So I understand that. But I've never really, thought myself to be something of significance. And I don't mean that in a falsely humble kind of way. I'm flying to Africa and teach 600 people. I realize that's, a neat thing to do. But I never really thought, Lord, my experience as a children's minister, we're training children, but the Lord spoke to my heart and He said, "Look, there's something in you I've put in you. And the only way you're going to be able to get it out to people is by it being caught, not necessarily just taught." And so in Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, it says, "And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. And so the Lord's instructed me that at the conclusion, as a matter of fact, I told Christian, you know, at the conclusion, you just got to give me time to do this because I have to obey the Lord. And I would never do this of my own volition because there's a certain amount of, you know, almost, I don't want to do it because I don't want anybody to think I'm saying I'm anything special. But the Lord's instructed me that at the end of these children's workshops, every one of them, I need to do this. There is, and I say this with great humility, but I also say it with an understanding of what will be accomplished by me doing this. There's a gift God's placed in me to minister to children. It's ironic. I'm a pastor now and I don't do that, but there's still the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. And so there's this resident anointing on the inside of me for all those years I taught those kids. You know, there was a time where, the prophet of God died and his bones were placed into a cave and he went on and then somebody was thrown into the cave where his bones were and the bones resurrected the guy, you know. So there's an anointing resident within me to minister to children. And I say that with complete humility. It's a gift of God. But I believe, and you can go ahead, I believe the Lord would have me lay my hands on you at the conclusion of this. If you believe God's called you for this, even if it's just for this moment in time, to minister. And I believe that there will be special impartations. You know, it says here that, you know, they prayed and the Lord said, set them apart. And then it said, you know, They laid their hands on them. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, it says, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands. And so there's a spiritual impartation that can take place. And so one of the things I really believe the Lord would have me do, and I do this with all humility, with all trust in Him, is that the anointing that resides in my life to minister to children and the experiences and the attitude and the essence of what I accomplished with kids, that the Lord would have me lay my hands on you to impart those gifts to you. That those callings and that anointing and that those gifts you need to be successful in reaching kids would be released in your life. And so I believe we ought to do that right now. And so I didn't want to teach too long on this, but I want you to understand that what you're receiving is the tools to sharpen your arrows. The tools to reach kids that come from all sorts of different walks of life who may never know who God has called them to be unless you step up and fill that place that He has for you to fill. And so, if you'll just bow your heads with me and let's just enter into an attitude of worship before God. Father, I thank You. I thank You so much for the awesome calling You've placed upon us to minister to children and understand the special equipping and the uniqueness of that particular position in the body of Christ. And so, Father, I ask You right now that as I obey You and I lay my hands upon each one of these individuals that desire me to do so, that You would release within them gifts, talents, abilities, creative ways of thinking, that they begin to see in the coming days things come out of them that didn't come out of them before. That You'd release them from inhibitions, maybe even inhibitions of insecurities of their past that would cause them to hold back and not be totally uninhibited in their ministry to kids. I pray You release them. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now listen, I don't want to over-dramatize this. I'm never one to do that. But I'm just going to ask you just to simply just step up front here. I don't know how you want to organize them, but I want to lay my hands on you. And I'm going to believe God for gifts to be imparted and released in your life. And some things that can't be taught to be caught in this few short moments. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Just come on up if you will, please. Well, God's good. Amen. Amen. You know, one of the things I've recognized about, you know, over the years about laying hands on people and praying for them, I'll tell you my experience. I've never felt a thing when anybody laid hands on me. Now, some people do. But I'll tell you this. I remember when I was ordained, And I remember I was standing in the line with all these other ministers, and he's gone on to be with the Lord now. But Dad Hagen came by and laid hands on people, and people are dropping like flies, and he lays hands on me, and I just stand there thinking, what in the world? Come on, God, zap me, do something. I've never had that happen in my life, but what I have had happen is I've walked away from those moments by faith. And I've said, Lord, the scripture says hands were laid on me, and I believe something was imparted to me. And I just hung on that truth, whether I felt anything or not. And I can tell you, it's proven out in my life that there's been anointing available when I needed it to accomplish what he called me to do. And so I would encourage you, some of the stuff you got just in these last few minutes was something you caught. It wasn't taught. But walk out of here by faith, knowing that there's greater gifts, greater anointing in you to minister to children, to bring them out to be those mighty arrows in the hands of warriors. Amen. Amen. Let me pray for you real quick. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful group of people. Man, what a great group of people. Thank you so much for their willingness to serve their pastor. Thank you for Pastor Matt and Susie and all the blood, sweat, tears, time they've spent pouring into this work and the thing you've called them to. And thank you for these people who are called to support them and lift them up and help them in what you've called them to do. Thank you, Father God, for them seeing the significance every time they step into a classroom of ministering to children. Help them remember the things that we've taught that'll be helpful to them. Help them dig deep and pull from the anointing and gifts that were placed in them as hands were laid upon him even this day. And we'll give you praise and thanks for every child that comes to know you, every child that comes to fulfill their destiny, and every child that becomes truly that arrow that is inflicting damage on the kingdom of darkness. We'll give you praise and thanks for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.